Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert. Welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans. Stay right here. There's one right here, right now, from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Amira Alvarez, who is the founder and CEO of The Unstoppable Woman. She provides her clients with tactical strategies and mindset shifts required to get out of their own way, live life on their own terms, and master the art of achieving any goal they set their mind to. Amira, welcome.
So good to be here, Mitchell. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I said this in our green room. I'm saying every interaction I've had with you so far, I've absolutely enjoyed. And I now love the brevity of your CPOP. What is your customer point of pain?
Yes. My customer point of pain is high-performing, self-sabotaging women.
Wow. It's so funny. It is so short. And it's so powerful. I can't tell you, both women and men, but particularly women, how many amazing people I've met that something happens along the way and they do something and you just look at that. Why did you do that? Where did that come from? And it's so surprising. Amira, tell me more.
So this happens for so many women. Happens to men too, but I happen to work with women who want to be unstoppable. They're high performers, they're go-getters, they're really going for it, but they keep hitting these invisible blocks. They keep just making incremental progress rather than scaling as rapidly as they would like to with their business, with their lives, with whatever they're going after, their big goals. And they don't know what's actually stopping them, but it's this invisible barrier, this inner peace, this block that they can't see, but they keep reliving out over and over again as a pattern, and it's not getting them the results that they want. And when they can break through those barriers, well, that's when they quantum leap their lives and their businesses, their income, all of that. And it's really exciting.
And so what you do is coaching, mentoring.
Yes. So I, as the coach, as the mentor, I help them really see what they can't see for themselves. It's like being in the forest for the trees. You can't see what your own self-sabotaging behavior is because you're in that belief structure. It feels right and true and trustworthy and credible to you, except it's giving you not the results you want, but the results you don't want, and you don't know how to break free. So I coach people and I mentor people on how to rapidly scale.
And how do you have credibility to do what you do?
Yes. So the mini me, the me before, was this woman. You know, I had gone to UC Berkeley. I was smart. I was well educated. I was a hard worker. I had high integrity. I had a good product and service, but I wasn't breaking through. And, you know, I had, you know, made 30K the first year, 90K the second. I made 138. I was doing those 12 to 14 hour days, and then I couldn't scale. And that year I figured out, I studied success. I studied the mindset piece and I went from 138 to 700K. And then I crossed the seven figures and I started helping other women with this methodology. And I've actually helped hundreds of women through our summits and our podcast and the coaching that I do. And in our free Facebook group, I've helped so many women break through these invisible barriers, which whether it's just making their first 10K month or crossing the seven figure mark, it works at all levels. And it just, this is what lights me up in life.
Nice. Well, that's actually a great lead into the next question I ask is, how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Absolutely. So this one is, you know, I had to think about this, Mitchell. You asked such a good question in the green room. Like, what? Why is this? And for me, it's how I want to be treated. So I listen. I listen wholly to the whole person. Now that might sound a little like fluffy, but we are not we don't just work in our business here and our personal lives here. We're whole people and we want to be a full expression of ourselves. And if anything is suppressed, if we're not truly heard or seen or understood, we won't be full expressions of ourselves. And then we're not living out our full potential in this life. We're suppressing an aspect of ourselves and that actually keeps us small. And one of the secret sauces, like the pieces to really quantum leaping and scaling rapidly is this full expression of yourself and understanding what is getting in the way. What is that self-sabotaging behavior that keeps you playing small? And so I love really listening and diving in deep to understand that human being, what they need in order to be a full expression of themselves, but also to do the business plan that we come up with and actually execute on it. So that's what lights me up.
That is so cool. And wow, it's so amazing. Listen, if you're listening or watching this at this stage, and this is you, you're a high-performing, self-sabotaging woman, or you have somebody in your network who is that, reaching out to Amira Alvarez makes a whole lot of sense. What is the best way for people to reach out to you?
Thank you for asking. The best way to reach out to me is going to our website, which is theunstoppablewoman.com/freestuff. And on that page, we have so many resources for women who are high performing, but they're hitting some invisible block that's not allowing them to break through. So we have our Morning Mindset Club that helps you think into exponential wealth and success. We have our income breakthrough videos. We have our podcasts. We have tons of free resources on how to become unstoppable in your life and your business. So I encourage you to check that out.
Amira, thank you so much for sharing your credibility with us today.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. My pleasure. This was so much fun. Listen, and if you're still here, it's now time to spread a little bit of cred dust. Click on the like button, share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.